You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Rob Cross from Weather Pending, and when I'm not I like to listen to Electrical Language.
Well, hello everybody, it's Garble here with Electrical Language number 182. How are you all? Now, I'm recording this on Sunday the 13th of September 2009. I don't know, of course, when you're listening to it, but who knows. Now, I'm going to start off with an instrumental, as I often do, and this one is by Olafur Arnalds from Iceland. And that will be followed by a song, new single, with a new video out from one of my favourite bands, and you'll have heard them before on Electrical Language, that is The Endless. And then the third song in the sequence of three, well, just listen out for the solo instrument. Yes, we've got a Glockenspiel solo, which I know will really please some listeners. And it's a cover song, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's good fun. Anyway, this is Olafur Arnalds, and I think the song is called 3055. Thank you.
Sweet love of mine. She's got eyes of the blue sky, and if she thought I'd rain, well, I'd hate to look into his eyes and see an ounce of pain. Her act reminds me of a safe warm place where as a child I wait for the rain and the thunder that quietly pass me by. Oh, oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine. Where do we go now?
This is the time, everyone.
Where do we go now?
Feel it in your bones.
Where do we go now? Where do we go now?
And how about some double claps?
Where do we go
where
now?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one. I really had to bring you that song because it was such fun. Sweet Child of Mine, of course, a cover of the Guns N' Roses song. Now, Richard, my son, age 14, was telling us that Guns N' Roses are apparently one of the major leading punk bands. He has something to learn, I think, about music. Now that was Georgia Fields. Now, I played you that because... Well, last week I played again Blue Juice by Vitriol, and Will Alexander from Heaps of Flash Records sent me an email to thank me for playing that again, and he sent me another Blue Juice song, which I'll be listening to. But he also sent me two songs by Georgia Fields, and that one's just a bit of fun, really, but... I'll be bringing you another one in a minute, so I'll talk about Georgia in a moment. Now, the first song was, or the instrumental song, reminded me in style, very sort of symphonic, and so reminded me of the, Bury the Sound, that I've played a few times last year as instrumentals to open a podcast, but it's very sort of symphonic, very well built up. Anyway, Ólafur Arnalds is Iceland's latest export. He's apparently already sold out the Barbican Hall in London and toured major European festivals and opened for Sigur Rós on their most recent European tour, and so his future seems bright, we're told. And obviously, as you can hear, there's a real crossover between classical and pop music there. He's got an album out called Found Songs, which was one of those seven songs in 7 days composed and put up on the web things, and another CD called Variations of Static. You can find him at olafurarnalds.com. That's olafurarnalds.com, myspace.com/ Olafur Arnold. And thank you very much to Aerial Publicity for bringing that to me. Second song in the sequence was Hunt for the Heart by The Endless, my one of my favourite bands that I've found through podcasting. And do, if you haven't already done so, go back and listen to Electrical Language number 160, which was me in conversation with Adriana and David from The Endless. Anyway, Hunt for the Heart is from the album Somniloquy, which Adriana and David The Endless have brought out in January, I think it was, this year. And there is a really excellent video to that, which is my excuse for playing that song. The video is absolutely brand new. It's produced by Mattias Eriksson in Sweden, and basically The Endless in LA were put in touch with Mattias Eriksson through Radar Music Videos, which is a site that pairs musicians with video directors. Anyway, I am going to embed the video to Hump for the Heart into the Electrical Language website for podcast number 182. So do go along there and click on it and enjoy it. Now, back to Georgia Fields from Australia, I believe. Must be, because sent to me by Will from Heaps of Flash Records in Australia. Sometimes solo, sometimes with her mini indie orchestra, Georgia woos in audiences with her distinctive blend of timeless pop, vintage folk, unconventional instrumentation, and is tickled pink to announce the release of the first single from her forthcoming album. That single is the song I'm about to play. It's called One Finger, and it tells the cheeky tale of a fight for the upper hand in a passive-aggressive friendship. It's a sauntering strum along with Georgia's storytelling vocal, inciting the listener to both pop, bop and sway. And the shuffling rhythm section is enriched with the delicate timbres of ukulele, clarinet and a soaring string section. Sweet Child of Mine was the B-side to that, recorded live at the Toffin Town in Melbourne. And you'll have heard the three-part harmonies and the glockenspiel slash riff and the recorder choir finale. I'm tempted to go and record this bit again, but I can't be bothered. No, it's okay. You'll enjoy it. Anyway, let's get on with the music. This is Georgia Fields and One Finger.
You throw your weight around like Napoleon with party streamers. You're too tall to have small man syndrome. Yet you seek to dish an out the low blows. Like a kitten with an itchy scab, you can't leave it alone now. You had to make your point at midnight. I'd love to say I hate you, but I'm bigger than that. Can I be frank? Will you grow up? This isn't high school. Size of a saucepan. You shouldn't bite the hand that feeds ya. You ought to know, but now we don't need ya. Like a king of an empty castle, you sleep at a low now. You have to jump and guard at midnight. You might have won the battle, but I won that war. Can I be frank? Will you grow? You are ringing me out. grow up. This isn't a high school anymore. The house of cards, so let to get a sea start. I tumble into the floor. You want the upper hand, but you'll just get what I'm saying. Do 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 da do do da do 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 da do do da.
Now, I forgot to tell you where you can find Georgia Fields on the internet. Well, the place to go is myspace.com/Georgia Fields. And if you didn't catch that, the other place to go is www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Find podcast number 182 in September 2009. And, go there, click on the links to which will take you to the artist's websites or MySpace pages or wherever you can find them. And, to contact the artists, let them know where you heard their music, how much you enjoyed their music, and how much money you want to give them in order to buy their music. Last week's podcast, the first one I recorded for Pulse 98.4 FM up in Community Radio up in East Renfrewshire, Scotland. You lot were deafening by your silence. Not a single comment coming back about it. Does that mean you don't like it? Does that mean no one listened? Maybe all those downloads. Well, people are downloading the podcast and not listening, so I'm just sat here talking to myself. I wonder. Let me know what you think. I'm going to be doing one of those, basically the first podcast in each month. So the next one will be at the beginning of October. And, there'll be 57 minutes exactly to fit in with the transmission schedules, which means I'll probably be playing usually 8 to 10 songs, and in order to make up that number, because also there's a bit of a new audience there up in Scotland, I shall be digging out a few oldies, like this one that came up when my iPod was, when I had that on shuffle earlier this week. It's by a band from Scotland, or an artist from Scotland. Seems to have gone terribly quiet, because I'm just looking at the MySpace page, which doesn't seem to have been added to for at least a couple of years. But it's a great song. The band is called Sky Like Static, which you can find at myspace.com/Sky Like Static. And this song is... I just really enjoyed it, actually. It's called Everything Is Getting Just a Little Bit Better. Long title, that, but it's a long song, actually. Here it is, Skylight Static, Everything Is Getting Just a Little Bit Better.
Electrical Language Podcast. Sometimes you hear me when our frequencies meet.
Well, another song there that just comes to an abrupt, almost inexplicably abrupt end. Last week we had that with, what was it called? Calabazar de Sagua, the song by Knowledge featuring Noni Kai. And yeah, again there, I don't know why it just ended like that. Now, what was that? That was Graber or Graber by Quest featuring Anna. Now, Quest is, I've lost it. Here it is. Quest is known as the drummer of the Swiss rap crew Modern D'Artiste, and this song, Graber or Graber, comes from his first solo effort, his first solo album, and lovely album title this one, Jonas and his homemade retro futuristic ornamental bling bling music. So that's the album title, and you can find out more via his MySpace, which is myspace.com/questspace, KWESTSPACE, or by the via website quest, KWEST, dot mundartisten, MUNDARTISTEN, dot CH. Excellent song, and thank you very much to Quest for letting me have that. Now, about 2 weeks ago, I had an email. This is what it said. Hi, Gobble. I saw your ad on Irish Unsigned and thought you might be interested in playing our music on your radio station. I've attached two MP3s from our latest EP. Now, Irish Unsigned, I think I put a post on a forum there 3-4 years ago, you know, announcing my podcast and saying I was looking for great unsigned music, etc. And this, you know, however many years later, this is the first time I've ever had a response to that. That's from a band called Phoenix Prestige. Now, taking you to their MySpace, which just checking is myspace.com/ThePhoenixPrestige, we see that actually they're quite interesting. They're a two-piece rock band from Limerick, Ireland, based in Hangzhou on the southeast coast of China. The band consists of Brendan Donnelly on guitars, vocals and MIDI, and John Carroll on vocals and drums, and they've been playing together since they're 15 at school, but have now, and you know, read their MySpace page for the story, they've now find themselves in China, and that's where they're based, and anyway, so that's the Phoenix Prestige, and it's great to receive that email from them. Two very interesting songs, and this one is called Death Defiers. We'll be right back. Now, this is actually getting to be another long podcast, but let's play the last song. Now, Friday, 2 days ago, I was just listening and something caught my eye on Twitter. Forget which of the Twitter people that I follow. But anyway, that took me to SF Spotlight, a website. And there I listened to this song, Signs, by Love Like Fire. Love Like Fire is a band from San Francisco, in the States, of course. The members being Dave Farrell, Eric Amerman, Marty Matten, and Dan Yu. And we're told that if this were the UK, which it is as far as I'm concerned, the British press would be argy-barging over bragging rights for discovering this irresistible foursome from San Francisco. The band provide the surge to songs that engulf and heave you like a raging ocean. But anyway, I heard this song, which is called Signs, and just thought, on the off chance, I would send them an email, send the band an email, and ask if I could play the song. And straight back from Anne comes this email. Yes, please feel free to play it on my podcast. We are off to the UK tomorrow. That was yesterday, 13th of September. So unfortunately can't send me a copy of the CD, but here's the MP3. And she sent me the MP3 of this song, Signs. Now, I also picked up somewhere, I'm sure I saw this. Yep, here it is. The new album, Tear Ourselves Away, has been released on iTunes in August 2009, and it's in UK stores 14th of September 2009, tomorrow, if you're downloading this promptly, on High Store Hit Records. So get out there, find them. Anyway, the websites are lovelikefire.com and myspace.com/lovelikefire. So here it is to end the podcast. Now, it starts off in your left ear only, but don't worry, it comes into the right ear in a minute. Anyway, Signs by Love Like Fire. Enjoy. and we wish Love Like Fire every success on their UK tour. Anyway, that's it. End of Electrical Language number 182. This week you've heard music by Olafur Arnalds, by The Endless, by Georgia Fields, by Skylike Static, by Quest featuring Anna, by The Phoenix Prestige, and finally by Love Like Fire. Many thanks to them for making the music available, as always, and so many thanks to you for downloading and for listening. Goodbye.